Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another week of Down with the Ship, our Days of Our Lives podcast. And I am Melissa, Queen of Damaris, as you'll find me on Instagram and Twitter. And I am joined, as always, by the lovely Jeanette. Hey, Jeanette.
Hello, I'm Jeanette. Nutty HS fan on Twitter, Nutty as Teams Are on Instagram. Back for another week. That's really all I
it's
got.
It's a regular week.
I feel like we've done some pretty, like, we've had some spaces and we've had, like,
I know.
And we've
I
had, know. Like, and we had Stacey last week, which went really off the rails, but was fun.
It was so fun. And we had so, it was so scattered. We had so much to talk about. Everything from Possessed Susan, the Backstreet Boys, Kristen, Thanksgiving traditions and our holiday traditions and whatnot. So, we had a lot to say. So check that episode out for sure if you missed it, because she's always a blast to have.
She is.
But we're back for a regular week. What did you think of the week?
Felt like I was watching about two, maybe three shows this week. I liked this week. Actually, there wasn't really much I hated this week. It was just like I felt like I was watching a really disjointed.
I know,
like,
one thing.
Lots and three things. You know, the thing I hated, I've thought a lot about, which we'll talk about later.
Okay.
I've thought a lot about
we
it.
We disagreed about it. Well, the last we spoke about it, but maybe you've come around.
I've thought a lot about it. So,
okay, well, all right. We'll have to talk about that.
There wasn't
later.
Anything I distinctly like. It was just, there was just a lot of things that. There was just a lot of different
shows.
Well,
there was one like part of the show that seemed like a regular, not, I mean, I guess you can never call days regular, but like a typical drama. And then there's like the possession. And so that's obviously very.
And then there was the very typical, like, and the other thing that I kind of feel too is like, I feel like on Monday, we also, with the Kristen things, we had like the very typical soap trope happening.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we also had like this more realistic drama, and then we had the devil possession. It was a very like,
it was everywhere.
It was good.
And you know what's so funny is, you know, I had to think about it, and I'm like, there were a lot of people that were confused on Monday, and I could really see why, because, you know, you have to kind of be my age and older to have seen the original, you know, stuff that went on with John and Kristen, unless you were, say, really young. I know you remember some of it, but you were young, like very
remember
young.
A tiny bit.
Exactly. And so you're mid-30s. So I feel like you have to be like 40 and up.
To be like to 40 really and over, fully get like, to, like the really magic fully. Of what
so
was
I
going
started
on
thinking
there.
About all the viewers that are in their 30s and 20s, or even I'm sure there's even people, you know, younger than their 20s that watch it. And I thought to myself, like, yeah, no wonder why these people were confused. But anyway, but we'll talk about that more later. So we're going to recap kind of how we have been, right? Just talking about the story arcs, and a lot of the story arcs kind of intertwine, but we'll do our best to
make sure everybody gets kind of a bit
sure,
of it.
Make sure. Was there?
Okay. I so Monday like... was the least, Monday was the least connected in my opinion of the days. Like Monday kind of had quite a few of the stories that were really only on Monday.
Well, and I think Monday had, like, if you're talking about a story that's not connected to the possession umbrella, then you'd be talking about, like, Gwen, Xander, Kristen, Maggie. Well,
'cause we had Gwen, we had, actually on Monday, we had Gwen, Xander, Kristen, Maggie. But we also, also really unconnected to the possession arc, we also had EJ, Nicole, Rafe, and Ava.
Yes. Okay. So those are the, yes, those are the storylines I'd say that were unconnected. So we should start with those.
Yeah. So on Monday we had the Xander. Well, first we had the Gwen and Kristen scenes where Kristen basically dropped the bomb on Gwen that I stuck Sarah on a desert island. She's not really, she didn't really leave.
Yeah.
So you're going to help me get out of here.
Exactly. And, you're going to help me bust out of this
place.
Or
I'm going to tell Xander what I did. And he's going to drop you like a hot potato. That's exactly what she said. Or something. That's she said something very, pretty much
she
exactly.
Said, yeah, she said
exactly
like you're
things.
Just so fast that your head will spin.
So fast, that's it. So fast that your head will spin. That's what she said. But yeah, it was like, that's basically that what happened there. And Gwen was like very, like, it was like she didn't quite know if she believed it.
She didn't really know at first.
And I then think as, I think as time went on, she started to maybe, like, I think especially like when Xander got home at the end, well, back to the Salem Inn at the end, she kind of like started to realize, oh shit, maybe this is real.
Yeah, like this is no good.
And she was like looking at the information on like how Kristen broke out the last time. I know some people were confused that she thought she'd already broken out Kristen, but no, she was actually reading an article about the last time.
Like it would have happened that fast. Like she went home, figured it out, did it, and then was reading an article about having done it. There would have been like,
there was a couple people. It was just an article. It was just an old article about the previous
because she's had many breakouts.
The previous time she broke out of jail.
Yeah.
Specifically the last time when she escaped is what
I will say this. I thought it was good that they gave some details about why Rex was like,
honestly, I have a different, like, I saw a lot of people saying that they were happy that they kind of like gave a reason why Rex wasn't, that he like with Doctors Without Borders or something. But I felt a little like they threw that in there because people have been saying, well, why hasn't anybody called Rex? Like,
yeah.
But
no, I just think that's what they would have done. They would have had to come up with something.
Yeah, they had to come up with something. So
I just think they had to come up with something. So it was good that they did and they didn't just leave that out there. That she's been texting Maggie here.
Yeah, she's been texting Maggie, which again, to me is very unbelievable because I don't believe that Maggie would just accept a text. Like she would want to talk to Sarah. Like
I thought that too at one point.
She'd want to actually speak to Sarah. Like I can't say that. So
maybe they're trying to go with like, that she's been was so preoccupied with Summer. I don't know. You know, it's a silly thing.
I understand like the whole, like I get it. So then we had Xander and Maggie also, where Xander had asked Maggie to basically help with Jack with Gwen, or
to kind of vouch for her a little bit,
which I didn't like that. Like it really made me mad, but, and I even thought this then at the time, like it really made me mad, but I get the reason why. Like I do get the reason why it still makes me mad, but I get the reason why. So she basically, and at the end, she's like, she said she would talk to Jack for him because she cares for Xander. Like she still cares for Xander no matter what.
She was a little like, she's done so much stuff to Abby and to Jack and Jennifer, and how could I do that? But I think it's going to make it that much more soapy when we find out that Gwen knows. And it's going to be like, oh my gosh, not only did you do this to me, but you made me have Maggie vouch for you. You know what I mean? Like, man, if one thing was a nail in the coffin, that was like two nails, you know?
Yeah.
That's why, like I said, I got the reason why.
I just, I get the reason why. I do. So then we had, like I said, I also mentioned, though, that was pretty much all of that story this whole week, right?
I think so.
They didn't visit it again. So nope, then we had Ava on Monday, we had EJ and Nicole, who basically were gonna, they start, like EJ came over and brought her like dinner, I think, like to eat with her. And then they started making out and like things got hot. And then she actually ended up telling him that she'd slept with Rafe. She ended up telling him that she slept with Rafe, and he was kind of like grossed out, but he not really grossed out, but he was kind of like, oh really, you know? Did he just, he like next time out. You're gonna do it,
he's like I own that conference table.
He's like I own that conference table. It was like a whole like, but the thing is he was pretty accepting of it, like in all honesty. Like he didn't like shove Nicole away because of it though.
No.
Because he knows they're not in a relationship, and he was like, you know, it happened.
Yeah,
it's what it is. So that was what happened. And then they kind of left them like in a good place with that. Then you also had the same time you had Rafe and Ava. And I don't even really remember.
I remember them being on, but what happened with them?
I think that they just like talked, and like he's like going to give her another chance after.
Well, because they cleared things up about the weird. About the fact that
what's his name died, annoying voice guy. I can't even remember his name now. Angelo.
Carmelo.
Carmine.
Not Carmelo.
No, we got it. We got it eventually. Carmine. I said annoying voice guy. That's great, right? Annoying voice guy. That's a great description here. But yeah, no. So Carmine died, and like he said, he'd give her another chance. And the whole time I was sitting there thinking to myself, I remember thinking to myself, like, you are a bastard. Because he slept with Nicole and he's giving her another chance. Yeah. Like, it's like,
I can't wait until she goes crazy on him.
I hope she goes nuts. He's
boiled bunnies on his stovetop.
Something.
That's what she needs to do. Do you get that reference?
The boiled bunnies?
Yeah.
I use it all the time, but I don't know what the reference is to, no.
It's to the movie Fatal Attraction with Glenn Close.
Okay. I'd heard of the movie. I've never seen it.
Really? I remember watching it.
Did she leave a boiled bunny or something?
Yeah, she was like psycho stalking this guy. She has an affair.
I know what the movie's about. I just wondered if she left like a boiled bunny.
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah. I think it was their pet bunny. Because it was like, it was like their pet bunny. Because they had kids and the kid had a pet bunny. She boiled the bunny.
Lovely.
Yeah. That's going to be Ava, though.
Yeah, she's going to be leaving a boiled bunny.
She's going to be, definitely. She is. She's going to be
like, Ava's definitely a boiled bunny type person. So
yeah, she is, for sure.
I definitely felt that. I definitely was like, I spent the whole time feeling like seriously, like, you have the gall to say you'll give her another chance when you just slept with a chick on it.
He's a doof. I'll tell you what. He's a doof.
Yeah, well. So we had that, and then on Monday we also, the other big storyline that was on Monday, I think it's the only other one that was on Monday specifically, and then it started and continued through the week, was the possession. So do you want to talk about that later?
Yeah, well, you know what we can say real quick too is you also had Roman and Kate get back together.
Was that on Monday though?
No, it wasn't on Monday, but I'm just saying
during the week. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying all the things that happened that were not possession related.
Yeah. Cause we had Roman and Kate, they got back together, which was actually very sweet. I was kind of surprised by how much I liked that, I'll be honest.
Really? And I have some things to say about it.
It was cheesy, but it was,
it's not that it was cheesy, and I'm going to get into stuff I was going to say later, but I just felt like I feel like they're rushed. Like, it was like stuff that happened with Jake, and she was always
so
like,
old. Like, they're not going to give them like a long.
There's no courtship.
They're not going to do that. They're like past that point.
I guess. I don't know. I was just like, all of a sudden.
They're like in their 60s and 70s. They're past
like,
that point.
Goo goo eyes over him now. I'm like, she was always rejecting him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Fine. So they kind of got back together. They're gonna give their relationship another try.
Yep,
that was about it.
I'm trying to think what else there was. Well, there was the two big stories of the week.
Yes, there was the wedding and the possession, and they do tie together. Believe it or not, even though they didn't feel like they did. So
they do tie together, actually.
So maybe we should just talk about the possession. And
I think we should start talking about the possession because I think it was on every day in some capacity.
It was. And then so we roll had, that on into
so
we
Monday,
can just talk about the possession and the wedding together.
So Monday we had the big, like starting on Monday, we had the Eileen Davidson takes over. Basically, Susan's possessed, and then she projects herself as Kristen, or the devil projects herself as Kristen to John and tries to seduce John in front of Marlena.
Which they build as evil Kristen.
Yes. It was very evil Kristen.
Evil Kristen. Like, and because I guess the other Kristen is just like not so good Kristen. Kristen who does bad things.
The Kristen, that's the real Kristen. We have real Kristen and evil Kristen.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we ended up with, that was happening, and she she tried to seduce John in front of Marlena, basically. And she actually did it twice this week, but there was a gap in the middle where she went back into Marlena.
Yes.
So she actually went back into Marlena. She left Susan alone, went back to Marlena. And then she, as Marlena, she went and told
Chanel
the truth about Lonnie not being Abe's daughter.
Exactly. And about Paulina being Lonnie's
mother.
And she basically kind of gave her the like, don't tell, but tell kind of, you know, thing.
Yeah,
like, you can't tell anybody I told you type of thing. But of course we know as her being the devil, she wants Chanel to tell.
She wants Chanel to tell. She's hoping for, like, it feeds her to cause this chaos. So
yes,
she basically, so then Chanel is, you know, obviously upset. Shocked about this and really upset. And the reason why she's upset and she's shocked, well, she was already mad because her mom had picked Lonnie over her as her maid of honor.
Yeah, she already feels like she's always kind of like the screw up and Lonnie was like the perfect one.
So then when that comes out, she's just really, Chanel's really hurt. Chanel's really like.
She's really upset. She's really hurt. So she goes to help Paulina get ready, but she's just like really, really pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but she's kind of biting her tongue on it all. And then the wedding mm-hmm. starts. And of course, when they get to the, like, does anyone have any just reason
why these two should
not be married? She's not going to say anything at first, but then she gets the devil eyes mm-hmm. from Marlena. She gets the devil eyes from Marlena. And then all of a sudden it's like, the devil has her tongue, right? Isn't there like an old phrase that's like that?
Well, and that's actually what Marla Gibbs actually says that this week yeah. as well. She actually yes. says the devil got your, I've been around long enough to know when the devil's got your tongue.
Yeah, so the tongue. Devil got her tongue and she spilled it all. And then she told course, it. Yeah, chaos, you know, did ensue.
And ultimately Big Mama or Olivia, I think her name
confirmed
is.
It, right? Because Paulina tries it. To like, why? She tries to be
Paulina
like,
Paulina tried to say, no, it's not true. It's not true. It's a bunch of hooey. It just yeah. don't. We and can talk about this later, kind of like, and Olivia finally just says,
no, it's true.
No, it's true. This is the way it is. It's true. You know, we yes. did this. And
so Abe no wedding takes place.
The wedding does not take place. Abe tells Paulina they are never getting married.
Never.
Leaves. And Paulina kind of chases Abe down and Abe yes. gives his whole heartfelt speech about how you took away my daughter. And
I know.
It was a very powerful scene. Like when it was good. For Abe, it was very, very powerful. I felt really bad for him. He feels too. Like he's lost his.
I feel like they needed to have had Tamara at this wedding though, because she really deserves like a little bit of the blame for this crap too.
Oh, she really does. She really deserves. I've seen a lot of people saying they want like well, where yeah, is she let's go beat her kind of well, thing
like, yeah because it's like she's the but obviously we know it's because it's a rewrite but she's the one that like brought Abe into the whole thing that mm-hmm. wasn't like Paulina's reasoning for doing what she did I do understand you know
yeah so then like we had the whole so then like basically that happened and then Lonnie simultaneously had scenes with Eli.
Yes.
Where she talked about how she had nothing.
Yeah. Like, those were good scenes.
Her entire life is basically like a yeah. lie. And she finally felt like she'd found her place. And she doesn't, yeah. it turns out that it's
how, like,
not
she
true.
She grew up without a father and she had found this, like, you know, and mm-hmm. yeah, I felt for Lonnie too.
I felt for Lonnie and I
Theo
felt for
Theo was mad too. Theo was really mad because it's like, Theo, like he was mad like, at Chanel.
Basically, you know, what's funny is that is the most I've liked the new Theo this entire time.
Yeah, because you was, know I've been so on him.
Yeah, but I this is the most I've liked yeah. him. Like I actually I, thought in I that think, scene yeah. with Chanel when he was like really pissed off.
I
Chanel
think he
for
brought
telling.
It. He brought it this week.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe there's hope for him yet.
Maybe there's hope. Yeah, he was good. I really thought. I will say though, and I know that I might get a little crucified for this. I think Chanel was the best part of the story. Like, I think she was really, really powerful
oh, yeah,
in a
without
lot of those
a doubt.
Scenes.
I mean,
I think
knows?
She was we really might... powerful in a lot of those scenes. So.
I think so too. I thought she was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Marlena, I'll be honest, like, she
yeah.
brought a little bit of a
Marlena was out. Funny. She was like, she was comedic, like, because we had Mardevil getting really kind of like excited about it.
Oh, yeah. The looks on her face. I loved every time she had to say God in her, like, little, you know, when she was
yeah.
starting to perform the ceremony, and every time she would say God, she would almost like choke on the word.
Yeah.
She was really cracking me up. I was really like, I was digging. You know, the Deirdre
Hall,
Mardevil.
She was doing a real good. She was really doing a really good job. That was for funny. And then we ended the whole thing with to basically Friday, we had Lonnie and Paulina had a big kind of like showdown or kind of like a big discussion. I actually kind of didn't love that Lonnie slapped Paulina, but I know a lot of people, some people liked it, some people didn't like it.
Well,
I understand where she was coming from in doing it.
Yeah. And you know what it was? I didn't think much of it until like Paulina came back at her with a line that was like, I told myself I would never let anyone put their hands on me again after, you know, after her having the abusive boyfriend. So I was like, after she said that, I was like, ooh, I was like, yeah, maybe slap is a bad choice.
And then like, she also did like everything that, okay, in Paulina's defense, like some of the things that she, like the giving up Lonnie, I don't think was the wrong decision. Because I think that she was in a really bad situation where she was afraid she was going to get abused and Lonnie was going to get abused and all those things. But I don't think keeping it and letting Abe think he was her father all that time was a good idea either, though.
Yeah.
So I can see both, like, points here.
That's what makes it an interesting story. Mm-hmm. You know that? I mean, some of the classic soap tropes are fun because you know one person's clearly in the wrong and something's gonna get blown up, but in this it's like, yeah, there's something up, you know, like the wedding and all that, the whole lie is blowing everybody's lives up, but you can see different people's point of view, you know.
Yes, you can,
except for Tamara, because why did she have to lie and say it was
except for Tamara, who we don't get to see,
not even on,
so we don't have her her why she lied to Abe and told him he was the father. She should never have done that. So like, in a way, I feel like she was the worst, like in some ways, like because she's
maybe
the one that
if she was
the
on
lie.
The show, they would say like, well, she felt so bad that Lonnie never had a father, and you know, because somehow
still no.
I don't know. I know, I'm just trying still to think no. of what they would write.
So what then would we have write? Well, did so what I can't, the one thing I can't remember is, were Ben and Sierra on this week?
Yes, they were, because Mar Devil brought them a baby gift and it was some sort of
that's right. So she brought them that glowing necklace. I forgot about that. So Mar Devil, so after Mar Devil, it was, I think it was after Mar Devil actually.
It was before the wedding.
It was after it went back into Marlena and before she went to talk to Chanel, I think.
Yep. It was somehow squeezed in the middle of it all that she visited
Ben and Sierra, and she gave them that,
and she gave them this like glowing orb necklace.
Well, she gave them like a necklace, and then it, when Sierra put it on, it glowed.
Yeah,
they glowed like evil. Yeah, did like an evil glow.
I think the baby got jumpy when Marlena was around.
Yeah, and
even though it's like a four week fetus.
Yeah, it's like the size of a rice grain, and they can feel it moving. I'm like,
it doesn't even have feet yet.
No,
it hasn't grown feet.
It hasn't.
Like, how did it kick? It doesn't have any.
Like I said, it's about the size of a rice grain right now.
Oh my gosh! I'm not gonna get off on a tangent.
I felt a little like, I don't know. That's the thing that's been kind of weird about the Sin story to me is I don't dislike it, but what's been weird about it to me is the fact that they kind of felt like at the beginning it felt very rushed.
I know. Well, I don't dislike it either, but I've laughed a few times at the timeline with the baby.
That's what I'm saying. The timeline. I'm like,
yeah, the timeline with the baby has made me laugh a few times because it was like they had sex and she was like pregnant 2 days later. And now it's like, you know,
yeah, she's feeling the baby kicking. I'm like,
I'm like, the baby don't even have legs yet, but all right.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's the that's what's been making me kind of laughy, is like that part of it.
Yeah.
But so anywho, so yeah, so like I just remembered, I was like, I think Brent and Sierra were on two in the possession, tied to the possession stuff. So then the last thing that happened with the possession story, and kind of there was one little thing at the very end that happened that isn't quite tied to the possession story, but either way. So we had the today where Susan basically thought she'd broken out of the crypt. With she was in the crypt with John yesterday or on Thursday, trying to break out of the crypt with her hairpin, and John was like being really. I mean, I understand he's grumpy, but he was being kind of mean to Susan at times.
Yeah, he was. He was a little over the top for my taste, I'll be honest.
I was like, dude. I mean, Susan is annoying, and I get that I wouldn't want to be locked in there with Susan, but. She's trying, you know, and she's not the most, like, she doesn't know what she's doing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, she just is who she is. She is who she is. She is who she is. So I know. And I know John is very cranky, but yeah, he was like, really, he had no patience for her whatsoever.
None. And so then he like, basically, so then like, they had that whole scene, and then like she thought she broke out, and then at the end Mar Devil was standing in the doorway of that, and then today
she actually let Susan leave Susan gets to the Demure mansion. She's banging on the window, banging on the, you know, the slider or whatever, the side door. And then Johnny goes to get it and nobody's there. And then we see where she's back again at the crypt.
With the cat. But
she's a kitty. Yeah. She brought Susan kitty.
She brought the cat back. Yeah. So yeah. So she has the cat. And then, like, basically I didn't, she turned back into Eileen today.
She did. I missed a little chunk because of the news. There was news coverage.
Yeah.
So I missed a little chunk, but she turns back into Eileen's Kristen.
And she left Marlena again. And she left Marlena like locked in a different room. Like,
so she must have went back into Susan.
She did go back into Susan.
And that's the part I missed.
So she went back into Susan and then
morphed back into the Eileen Kristen.
And morphed back into the evil Eileen Kristen. But this time she left Marlena kind of like not... tied up in a different,
yeah, she left her somewhere. And then at the end Marlena gets a phone call though,
and yes, that's the part I was gonna say isn't really quite tied to the possession. So it's normal Marlena and she gets a call, and the call is from Sammy
who's like, I need your help. And I'm like, oh Sammy,
you're barking up the wrong tree today.
I know.
Poor Sammy.
I know. I was like, you got the wrong person. You should have called someone else.
I was kind of surprised. I really
she should have called Roman. Roman's
she should have
like...
called Roman because Roman's just chilling out with Kate.
Yeah.
Although Roman today was actually chilling out with Abe. Because there was the Abe and Roman. Because I actually thought the Abe and Roman scenes were kind of sweet too. Because like when he was like just helping him, yeah, you know what I mean? And he was just like.
That's true. They were.
He was just kind of being there for his friend, which was kind of cool.
He was being there for me. And you know what? At some point before we exit the recap, we do need to mention that there were some Belle and Sean stuff
going
on.
Yes, there was. I was going to say that as well. Because Belle is starting to get suspicious of Marlena, kind of in like a weird way.
And so is Steve. There was Steve and Kayla on this week too.
Yes. And they're both kind of starting to get suspicious of Marlena.
Yes.
In respect to, we have like, okay, so we have Kayla, or not Kate, we have Steve and Kayla who are, like I said, they're wondering where John is. They're like, okay, where is John? Mm-hmm. Like,
and Steve was going to question Marlena, and that's mm-hmm. why she kind of sent Steve on a little bit of a wild goose chase so that he yeah. wouldn't go to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was almost suspecting whether it was Hattie Adams.
Mm-hmm. But he's wrong.
Marlena, but he's wrong. And even Kayla was like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Kayla was like, nah.
And then we also had the Belle and Sean scenes, where Belle and Sean had some really cute scenes too. Like they had some really cute coupley scenes.
They did.
Like and someone said, they're having more sex now than they've had in like 10 years. I saw that tweet. And they've had on screen in like 10 years. But anyway, so they had some like cute scenes, but then like Belle was kind of like, Mom and that cat, like it really bothers me that Mom
Having kind of bad dreams about it too.
Yeah, she's been
having
nightmares about it.
Nightmares. And so she has some sort of sixth sense that something's wrong, but she just doesn't know what. Mm-hmm. And then Julie hired her.
Yep, to get so she can go see Doc.
Yes, and so that basically involves like, and
Belle
had
Eli
to kind of
also promised her he would go with her.
He would go with her to see Doug, because there's some stuff that'll go on with that. I think next week.
Yep.
So
yeah,
is there anything we missed now?
I don't think so. I really don't quite think so. I think we're good.
I think we're good. I think we can get into our segments.
Okay.
You sound hesitant.
No, I think we can get into our segments.
I think so too. I wonder if we picked the same performer of the week.
I think it could be likely, but I have backups.
Okay.
I actually picked like up to four people, so
oh, wow.
I can.
There, you know what? There was a lot of people that could have been picked, to be honest.
There was a lot of good performers this week. There is one that I specifically really like, and I'm sure I think we have probably the same person because we kind of discussed a little. But there is a lot of others I kind of like too, so we can go ahead and.
Okay.
Well, you want to start with yours?
Sure. I actually, for this week, picked Raven.
That's who I would pick. That's my first pick as well.
I had a feeling. I just thought she did she was very standout. Felt like with all of the drama that went on with Paulina, Abe, Lonnie, Chanel, you know, mm-hmm. Theo, everything that went on with the whole thing, she just from having to play this like jealousy that she was feeling towards Lonnie, to this like, you know, hurt that she felt towards not being picked to be the, you know, the one to be the maid of honor type thing, to then finding out the truth. She had a range of stuff that she really had to portray this week. And she nailed it. She nailed all of it. I thought she was amazing.
Yeah, she really, I thought she was great. I thought she was great in a lot of things. And you know what we did forget? We did forget the Chanel and Johnny scenes today.
Oh yeah. So they had some scenes today where
Chanel went over to Johnny afterwards
She was upset and they ended up having sex. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry. I just suddenly thought of that. So yeah, no, but we had Raven was probably my pick as well. Like I debated a few people. I actually really liked the little like, okay, so there's a couple, like I actually thought James Reynolds obviously was a very, very, very high pick, especially from that scene with Paulina.
Yes.
Like after the wedding when he confronted her, that'd be a really good one of mine. Another one that I liked, but it's funny because she only had like very few scenes and it's weird to pick her, but I also thought that Marla Gibbs's like scenes with Raven, where she was saying that the devil's got your and all that. Mm-hmm. I actually thought she was really good. But like I said, my first pick of the week was definitely Raven as well. Although James is a very high honorable mention. So,
you know who else I thought of picking? Deirdre Hall.
Yeah, Deirdre was really good too. I actually had her she was another one I had as a pick.
She was really great today too, in just some of the like, you know, when she let Susan go and then she's like, I like to give people a little bit of hope before I cry. You know, just this is a snarky, because I remember when she first got possessed and she had a scene with Belle, I felt like there was a little essence of Hattie and I was like, whatever. But honestly, I haven't seen it again since then. I think she's really made it her own with this possessed Marlena, and she's there's more of like a, there's definitely this comedic aspect there that she's nailing.
The way she's trying to do it. Yeah. She's playing her with a very comedic air to her. And I'm enjoying that. That was really fun. Her expressions during the wedding were really great.
Oh my gosh. I know. She cracked me up. So that she was probably my runner up pick for this week.
James was my runner up pick, but there were so many that could have been chosen. So
yeah, I agree. So what was your scene or scenes of the week?
I had a lot of thought about this because I was trying to pick the thing that didn't make me super happy, but I ultimately for my scene of the week had to go with, and it wasn't necessarily like the, I had to go with the scenes on Monday with where Kristen told Gwen about.
That's what I picked too.
I had to, because it's the things that makes me the most happy.
Yeah,
like it's
me
the thing
too.
That makes me too. The most excited.
I was like, I got to see my girl back being a badass, you know.
I had to go with those scenes. And for me, it's because I'm glad that they're going to like, that they're basically ratcheting the heck out of Gwen. Like they're basically not ratcheting her, but they're making her, like her decision to not tell this is going to be a big deal.
Oh yeah. So, it's going to be a really big deal.
And I just see it as like, it was the first time I was like, okay, yay, like in a long time. So I had to pick that scene. Like I had to go with that scene as my scene of the week.
I totally feel that. It's funny, I picked that too, but for, I mean, some different reasons. Mm-hmm. And it was just because like, I was happy to see my Kristen.
Yeah. Yeah. And that really, she really was. I thought that too, actually, the whole time I honestly, and this is just a personal preference, I honestly enjoyed her scenes more than I did as Eileen, especially the first day.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that, you know, it was nice to see the campy old Kristen stuff, but it was also like, I just felt like, I don't know, I enjoyed Stacey's version on that particular episode better.
Well, Stacey's version on Monday was definitely that gray Kristen
I really enjoyed,
you know,
those
we
scenes.
Don't want her being an unhinged like psycho constantly throwing people in the trunks or in desert islands or things like that.
Yeah,
but we don't, you know, we don't necessarily always want her praying and crying and this and that. So we got to see the sweet spot that we like the best, which is like, she's a badass and she's manipulating people and getting people to do what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
And yeah,
it was good.
Those scenes just made me happy. Like, those were the first scenes that made me really go, yay, something, you know, good is coming. Like, that's just, I'm just being honest. That's how I felt about it. So, so that was my pick. I do have an honorable mention, if you want me to say it, just because we both kind of picked the same thing and discussed the same scene.
Sure.
Which is, I actually really also liked the scene, not necessarily the scene where Chanel told, but the scene where Chanel was helping Paulina get ready, and you could see how upset she was.
Oh yeah.
Because I thought Raven killed that scene. Like, I thought she really killed those scenes, because she was just, you could see the internal struggle in Chanel.
Oh
and
yeah.
And I felt that those scenes were really good as well. Like, I had them as an honorable mention, and I thought about picking them, but they just weren't, I had to go with the other one.
Yeah, so. No, I hear you. I hear you for sure. So,
all right. So what do you have as your high point?
So my high point was actually the whole Abe, Paulina, Lonnie, Chanel, the whole blow up of the wedding. Because kind of like what I was saying earlier, it's really nice when the drama is not one-sided. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I felt like it was really, like, I have to say, I feel like the blow up of that wedding was done like really old school soap. Like, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, because I feel
everything
like sometimes
felt soapy about it. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes there's little tropes that are soapy or whatever. Like, if you think back to when it was like the Eli and Gabby wedding, and she was going to blow up the, or no, it was Eli and Lonnie wedding, and Gabby was going to blow up Julie with the pacemaker. And it was very like, okay, you know, I mean, there was something very evil and one-sided. Obviously you didn't want Gabby to blow up Julie's heart. No. Or maybe you did. I don't know.
There's some people out there that I'm sure did,
but you know what I'm saying? Whereas this was not a one-sided thing. It was like Paulina had her reasons, and you know, now her lie ended up affecting all these people, but of course that's not what she could have ever predicted would have happened. And then there's Tamara's part in it all, and then there's, you know, so I felt like it was such a high point to see something that wasn't one-sided or slanted, you know.
I enjoyed that as well. I thought it was nice to see that. That, however, was not my high point. And my high point, and it's such a personal high point, and I feel bad that I have to pick this, but it was all of the mentions of Sarah, like on Monday. It was all of the fact, I mean, it made me really happy that they finally were talking about Sarah again.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, maybe it doesn't mean anything. Maybe it does. We don't know. But
no, it definitely, they don't do that. You know, I mean,
the way
they kind of kicked off, like,
I just enjoyed that but what I'm saying is I just enjoyed that they're actually talking about her again. They don't seem to like have, you know what I'm saying? Like, that had to be my high point this week, because I just, like, in that Monday episode, they said Sarah's name more times in that episode than they had in the last 6 months, which made me very happy.
Oh yeah. Which definitely, I mean, they don't do that if it's not going.
I'm very aware. I'm just saying, I'm good. We're going where we're going. I think that it means something. We all think it means something. It has to mean something. But
for sure.
The fact that they're saying,
so that's exciting.
All the Sarah mentions made me very happy. Because everybody knows, I think a lot of people know Sarah's my favorite. So
yeah.
I'll be very happy if Sarah is. I will be very happy if Sarah is coming back from that desert island.
I can't imagine that she's not. You know,
I would be very happy if she's coming back from that desert island. Like, I will cry, and then I'll go take a 3-day nap, because
there you go. There you go. All right. What about your low point?
Okay. Do you want to do yours first, or do you want to do mine?
Sure. No, I can do mine.
Mine's a little complicated, so why don't you do yours first?
I'll do mine, and you know, I'm slightly biased on all this, but I honestly, for me, I knew going into it I wasn't going to really enjoy the Kristen and John stuff, but as I was watching it, trying to be as objective as I possibly can, I just thought the whole plan was kind of dumb. Like, the devil morphs into Kristen, you know, evil OG Kristen.
I didn't get why the devil had to be, well, I mean, I guess the devil can't be in Marlena because he's trying to taunt
Marlena.
Then
he's trying to, well, so that she betrays her.
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, I'm like, well, exactly. If it was Marlena's body, then he's not actually betraying her. But what I thought to myself is, if he's shackled up, like, he betrayed, like, that's not really a betrayal. That's more like rape. Just like rape. You know, so I'm like, this is not betrayal. This is just rape. You know, I'm like, I just thought the whole thing was dumb. And I don't know. I just didn't think it was, like, if they wanted to bring the OG Kristen for their flashbacks and their scenes, like, I think they could have came up with something better than what they did.
It just wasn't my favorite. It wasn't. And that's a very personal, that is a very personal low point for you. Yeah,
it is a personal low point, but I will say objectively, like, if they were going to do it, I think they could have came up with a better plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't even a dumb, like, the devil came up with a dumb plan. Come on, devil.
You're smarter than that. It was a little bit, the whole thing was a little bit interesting.
Because I'm like, well, not like him betraying her. It's not like if he was unshackled and grabbed her and ravished her and, you know, no, he's
that would be betraying her. That would be betraying her. But that's not like, the way it's going to go down.
Yeah. So. I don't even think it's going to happen. Or I'm wondering if he's going to, like, say, well, take me down so we can blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, in order to get unshackled.
Unshackled.
Then the devil would be really dumb if she fell for that. Or he.
The devil would be really, really dumb if they fell for that.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that was my low point.
Okay. Well, so my low point, it's so weird because I almost said this as my high point and my low point, which is kind of an interesting, like, because it's kind of a little bit of both. Like, it's kind of a little bit of both. Okay, like, separate from the fact that I know where it's moving in the story, it's a good thing for the story. And we all know it's going to make the story super soapy that Xander asks Maggie to help him with Gwen. As a personal, just this watching the scene by itself, I hated that scene. Like, it made me want to throw things and cry and not ever want to be okay with this again. Because Maggie was always Xander and Sarah's person. And so it really upset me to see that happening. But then again, I know from a overall soap standpoint that it's a good thing, because it's going to, in the sense of, it's a good thing for me because I don't like Xander and Gwen. I can't stand them. I try really hard to, you know, but I can't stand them. So I know that that's probably going to be something that nails the coffin in later. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
And that's why it's a good thing, but just for the purpose of the scene itself, I did not like it.
Yeah.
But as I said, as a whole, I understand why it was there and I get where it's going, and it's probably a good thing in the end.
So you did come around a little bit from when we originally talked about it on Monday.
Because I always knew it was a good thing. I just didn't like it. I just didn't like it. So it's very complicated. Like, but yeah. So that's going to be my low point. Was I didn't like Xander basically pandering Gwen to Maggie.
Yeah.
So, all right. So now we're already to the ships. So,
that went fast.
So, yeah. So, we usually start with the one that's going down. Do you have, what's your,
I had a hard time with this one category this week. I mean, obviously Abe and Paulina went down. I don't know. I mentioned that I had always looked forward to Roman and Kate getting back together, but then when they actually did, I was just like, I don't know.
So you're not down with Roman and Kate?
I don't know. They're okay. I just was like,
or
I just thought it was
down
weird
with Abe and Paulina.
Well, no, I like Abe and Paulina, but...
I like Abe and Paulina. I just think they're going down.
They're definitely going down. Yeah, they went down for sure.
Another one I thought about saying could be going down is actually, and it's very sad, like, we don't want this, and it makes you want to cry your eyes out, and it's not a romantic ship. It's like a familial one, would be Lonnie and Abe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, those are all things I thought of.
That's true. I know, I had a hard time thinking of one this week.
No, I thought of one. I haven't said it yet.
Yeah, I had a hard time thinking of one. So I just, like I said, that one day when I was watching Roman and Kate, I was just kind of like, she went from always rejecting him, like I said, to then being like starry-eyed at him. And I'm like, could we have had like an in-between step here?
We weren't going to have an in-between. So they're too, like I said, they're not going to give them like the big romantic, like relationship building. And maybe they should.
I think that they should have given him a little bit of relationship building, just a little bit. Not as much as you'd give maybe, you know, like a Chanel and Johnny, but mm-hmm. I thought maybe a little buildup would have been nicer to like, well, things didn't work out with our other relationship, so let's just try this again.
Yeah, things didn't work out between Roman and Nicole. I'm sorry, that is still gross. And I still don't think that anybody knows about that, do they?
I think people do.
But does Eric know about that?
But I don't think I ever actually saw it. I think I just heard about it.
Because, yeah, Roman
it's like
and
Bigfoot.
Nicole. Like,
it's like that? Bigfoot. Like, nobody actually ever saw it.
It's not like Bigfoot. But anyway.
Anyway. Well, maybe, hey, we don't know what Roman's packet, and something could be big.
Oh,
maybe
God.
That's why. No. Maybe that's why there's like, maybe no. That's why Kate was all starry-eyed at him.
It's like I saw.
Maybe
a video.
He's got a big.
This is something no. Like this is something different. But like I saw a video the other day of Nicole and Victor getting redressed after having.
It's like
and I was
saw
like, I need to burn my eyes out now.
I think I saw that too.
I was just like, no. I mean,
I remember that too.
I remember
Nicole and Victor.
I remember but it
I
too.
Think Nicole and Roman was just like a one night stand.
It was.
I think if you blinked, you missed it.
If you blinked, you missed it. Exactly. All right. So my ship that I think is going down, and I decided to say them this week because I think it's the first time I've been able to say it's not that I'm not down with them, which I'm
so I think I know who you picked.
I'm not. Like, but I feel like the first time ever I can actually say they're going down is Xander and Gwen. And the reason why is because it felt like it was starting to say, like her not immediately being like, so I heard this thing, you know, is
I heard
like
a thing.
Very, yeah. I heard a thing and maybe you need to know about it. It just shows that she doesn't have a lot of confidence. I mean, and I get that Gwen doesn't have a lot of confidence in like herself. She's lost a lot. She doesn't, you know, but I just think, it just felt like it was very much of a, this is going to bite you later.
Oh, type of thing. For sure. Oh my gosh. I had told you when we were discussing it, it really felt like the beginning of the end. Like prior to this, it felt like all their interactions were always like building them. And then that on Monday, I was like, here's the beginning of the end for them.
We can hope.
Not only is it something that like Xander needs to know,
mm-hmm.
or should know, but this is like her knowing that and doing nothing about it makes her no better than Kristen.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't make her any better than Kristen. In fact, it's very funny. I almost tweeted this the other day. Like, it's funny because when Kristen did what she did, as much as like I love Sarah and Sarah's always been my favorite character, or like is one of my very favorite characters, I never hated Kristen. But weirdly, Gwen doing what she's going to do when not telling actually makes me hate her more. Like, I hate Gwen more than Kristen. And it's not even because I didn't like Gwen before. It's because I think that Gwen it's shittier to, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it makes
her
look
like she's,
like, Kristen she's legitimately, no I mean, I feel like Kristen, and I know that you love Kristen and this isn't anything. Kristen might legitimately have some mental health problems. Like, she might need treatment for those problems.
But I think, too, and I think I said this back when she did it, in her own warped way,
she thinks she's helping someone.
I'm saving you from marrying Xander because he's
exactly
a horrible
Gwen is just being purely selfish.
But purely self-serving. And I think Kristen had a revenge, you know.
Yeah,
motive.
Exactly.
She had a revenge motive, which Xander deserved. Sarah didn't deserve it. Xander deserved it. So for Kristen, you could kind of be like, okay, she has mental health problems. Xander deserved paybacks. And she thinks she's saving, you know, although.
Gwen's just a selfish bee.
She is.
It's just, she's just being a selfish bee. I'm sorry. And that's why
I mean. Like, so in a way, it's almost worse.
in a way it is almost worse. Like I find her, like I am actually much more upset with Gwen than Kristen, which is ridiculous, but I am. It doesn't, it's so stupid, but I admit it like in my head, but I am. Okay, so who did you pick for your rising ship?
What did I pick?
I know who I picked. Oh, I have two.
Okay.
Do you have two?
Just pick.
I don't know. Johnny and Chanel.
Okay, that's your pick?
Did you pick
that? What was your other pick? No.
Eli and Lonnie.
Okay, we would have been good anyway.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
I picked a very non-conventional ship, I think. I'm still debating this one. But yeah, no, so I really did like the Johnny and Chanel scenes. They were good. Yeah. I actually thought today's Johnny and Chanel, but I didn't have them.
Eli and Lonnie were my original pick, actually, because
they were my second choice.
I liked that scene that they had together when she, like, right after she found out. Mm-hmm. So they actually were my original pick. And then all of a sudden today I added a Johnny and Chanel on. So I'll just call that a tie.
Okay. And this is because I liked that they truly remembered that they were that they're good friends. Is I actually picked Roman and Abe.
Okay.
Because I thought that this, like the fact that they were there for each, or that Ray Roman was there for Abe the way that he was very cool. Like I just like that they remembered. Cool. Yeah. I just like that they remembered the friendship. That's all.
I like that too.
I know it's a really odd choice, but I did.
No,
I kind of enjoyed
it's not
that.
An odd choice.
I just kind of enjoyed that because they've been friends. Like, well, I mean, they were more with Wayne when Wayne. They've been friends since way back when Wayne was.
They've been friends a long time.
And I just when I saw that they gave them like that's who he went to and. They just kind of sat there and did their thing. I kind of liked that. And I was like, you know, that's where I finally ultimately decided.
Okay.
Which is a weird choice, I know, because they're just their friends, but.
That's okay. Hey, I've picked non.
Hey, you picked.
I picked two dead guys.
You picked two dead guys. It's a ship. I'll never forget that, ever.
I know. Ever. I was like, oh, yeah.
You picked, I can't even
Vincent
remember their names
Rhodes.
Now. Vincent and Rhodes, that's it. I couldn't remember the one's name. I couldn't remember the shark's name.
Oh, the shark guy. His name was Rhodes, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then Vincent was the guy that was the husband. Or no, he was the fiance or boyfriend or whatever.
Vincent was actually the husband. He was the husband of the midwife.
He was the husband. No, I don't think they were married yet.
Maybe they weren't. I don't know.
He was like, he was the relationship of the midwife that Ben
killed.
Shot.
Mm-hmm. Very cold blood, just like cold bloodedly killed.
Yeah, that was bad.
So that was one of Ben's worst crimes in my opinion.
To me, that one
and Paige.
Paige. Nobody cares that he killed Serena Mason. Really, had he only killed Serena Mason, nobody would even care.
People would probably have been like, okay.
Yeah, because she was honestly, she was one of Dave's worst characters. Like in more recent times.
She was a pretty bad character, yeah.
She's a pretty bad character. I
mean, she's a pretty bad character.
With the awful storyline.
Which is so funny because that's also the storyline that introduced Sander.
I know. Well, something good came out of it.
It is. It's also the storyline that introduced Sander.
The only thing good that came out of it. Other than that.
The elephant and Serena and all of that. Yeah. All right. So this week we have a little bit of a unique problem in that we don't know anything. Hardly, as far as what's coming up. I mean, I know some upcoming spoilers. I know quite a few upcoming spoilers.
Yeah, I do know some spoilers, too.
Something's
going to happen to Brady. Was Brady not on all week, by the way?
I don't think Brady was on all week. I was trying to remember. If he was, it was very forgetful.
He wasn't. I don't think he was on. Neither was Chloe or Philip. I don't think any of them, those characters were on.
I don't think any of those characters
I won't say I missed them.
I didn't miss them.
Only because I hate that triangle so much.
I didn't miss them.
No.
They just, it was like, I just didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't miss them. So,
especially after the last we saw Philip with him. Like,
so we have some stuff, I think, coming up though with Julie and Doug, where Julie finally gets to see Doug.
Yes.
For Thanksgiving
and they bring
week.
Doug home.
Seems like they bring Doug home for Thanksgiving week. Then it looks like there's some other like little Thanksgiving-y things. I think Susan in EJ ends up visiting Susan in the hospital. I think that was an soap opera digest.
Yes, I think so too.
So that's good. I think that it's, I really thought it
Lonnie goes to see Kristen.
Yes, Lon. That's actually the next week. I'm doing the first week, and then I was going to talk about the next week. Those things are all.
Well, I don't know.
Unfortunately, the middle, next week for Thanksgiving doesn't seem to have very much stuff that we're really jumping for.
The Brady spoiler must be the week after that too. I don't keep track of which week.
Have some really good spoilers. So my opinion is the spoilers for the week after Thanksgiving are much more interesting to me. Spoilers the week after Thanksgiving starting, or there's the ones I've seen so far is I saw Kate and Roman have a surprise guest. No one knows who that is yet. I know who it is, but I'm not going to say. The day after that, there is Xander makes a shocking discovery. Those two are connected, by the way. Then we also have on the 30th, we have Kristen recruits two people to help her escape from prison. Then the first, we have Ava and Gwen make an unlikely alliance.
Oh, yeah.
And on the third, we have Brady is violently attacked. And Eli and Lonnie get some interesting news about Kristen.
Which means, we think she busts out.
We think she's busted out. Then we also have... I also saw that week there was something about, I think Lonnie goes to visit Kristen. Like all of those ones sounded more, all those ones sounded more interesting to me than the Thanksgiving stuff. The Thanksgiving stuff was all, we do have Sammy contacts EJ next week, which that one could be interesting.
Well, because probably on Thanksgiving Day.
I don't think there is days on Thanksgiving. No, I don't think there is days. I think there's not days on Thanksgiving or Black Friday when I was looking at the schedule.
So it might be a light week anyway. Maybe that's
those are the things that we kind of like. So then, and then, like I said, I was seeing a lot of good stuff coming the next week that was kind of interesting. So do we want to talk about the fact that we're not going to do this again until the new year?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. So yes, we kind of have decided to take a little bit of just the holiday hiatus because, next week wouldn't be worth doing. And plus
I can't do this week, period. I won't be here.
It's the day after Thanksgiving. And then following into that, I have a few weekends where I'm actually away, going to a family wedding, things like that. And then that rolls us almost right into like Christmas time. I think there was like a week in there we could have done. But then it rolls us right into, and then funny enough, I think doesn't Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve both fall on Fridays too?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. So with, just with the holidays being such a busy time.
Yeah.
It just seemed like it was better to just go on a little holiday hiatus and come back after the new year. So this is.
This will be it till
ironically will be like 1 year ago that we started down with the ship.
Pretty much. It'll probably be a year ago.
So we'll be back in like early January. After the new year. And maybe we'll have a holiday catch up, where we kind of talk about everything that was like
the only thing that might stop us. I don't think that it's going to, but the only thing that might cause us to have a show in the middle is if we do happen to drop a guest, which we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Cause we,
We aren't really 100% sure how things play out. It really depends on how things play out with the show, because sometimes we like to have, when we have these guests, we like to talk about their storylines and we want them to be able to talk about them.
Well, exactly. So. And kind of like with Stacey, we were, waiting for some good timing with, her coming back and Susan and what was going on there. So yes, we have some irons in the fire type thing. Mm-hmm. And it'll all kind of depend timing wise. So that might make us have a surprise
show in the middle.
But if not, then we'll be back in 2022.
Yeah, we will be back. If not, we'll be back in 2022.
I know. So kind of crazy. But if we don't, of course, we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, anything.
Whatever you celebrate.
Whatever you celebrate.
or if you don't celebrate, what, you know?
Yeah.
We still wish you merriment and happiness and health.
Yep.
Right? I can't believe it's going to be 2022.
I can't either. Well, everybody.
Wow.
Have a great rest of the year. We'll see you in 2022.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Yep. Bye.